Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
The setting. The Royal Assyrian Palace, during the 40 days of Jonah's preaching to the Ninevites. Jonah is standing before the king.
You are a Hebrew. You worship the one God. We serve many. Why would your God be concerned about our fate?
O king, the God of heaven, whom I serve, is not like the gods of wood and stone that nations worship. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the seas and all that is in them. His dominion extends beyond the borders of Israel, reaching to the ends of the earth, including this great city of Nineveh. The Lord cares for what happens in Nineveh not merely because he is a God of justice who sees every deed, whether hidden or open, but because he is a God of compassion. Your city, great and mighty as it is, stands at a crossroads. The violence, the wrongdoing, the cries of the oppressed have risen up to him, and he cannot ignore the suffering and the sin that fills your streets. Yet, it is precisely because of his mercy that he has sent me to you. Though he is the God of Abraham, Esau, and Jacob, his mercy is not confined to one people. It extends to all who acknowledge him and turn from their evil ways. He does not desire the destruction of Nineveh, but rather that its people might turn from their wickedness and live. Just as he has been patient with countless others, offering them chances to return to righteousness, so too he offers Nineveh the opportunity to repent.
By the Sea of Galilee, after the resurrection of Jesus.
Lord, we've heard you speak of Jonah before, using his time in the fish as a sign. But could you tell us more about why Jonah is important in understanding your mission?
Certainly, Peter. Jonah's story is not just about his escape from death inside the fish. His life is a testament to God's mercy and patience, not only towards Israel, but to all nations. Just as Jonah was sent to Nineveh, I have come not only for Israel, but for the salvation of the world.
I remember you mentioned that no sign would be given except the sign of Jonah. Is that because, like Jonah, you were in the heart of the earth for 3 days?
Yes, John. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish for 3 days and three nights, so was the Son of Man in the heart of the earth. Jonah's deliverance from the fish was a sign to the Ninevites that God sent him. Similarly, my resurrection is the sign to all generations that I am sent by the Father.
Master, Jonah initially ran away from God's command. Is there more to learn from his reluctance?
Indeed, Peter. Jonah's reluctance reflects the human fear of the unknown and resistance to change, especially when called to extend God's message to those we think don't deserve it. This is a lesson for us. God's compassion is not limited by human borders or prejudices. As you go forth to spread the good news, remember that it is for all, not just for those you might think are worthy.
It seems Jonah learned much about God's mercy after he saw how the Ninevites repented. Is that part of our message too?
Absolutely, John. Jonah was amazed that a city so steeped in sin could turn towards God, and God's mercy was so readily extended when they repented. It shows us that repentance is powerful, and that God's loving kindness is greater than his wrath. Each of you will carry this message of repentance and forgiveness through faith in me.
The Book of Jonah, while a narrative centered around an Old Testament prophet, offers numerous thematic and symbolic connections to the life and teachings of Jesus. These connections provide deep insights into the nature of God as revealed in both the Old and New Testaments.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 examples of how we can find Jesus in the Book of Jonah.
Number 1.
Mission to the Gentiles. Jonah is sent to Nineveh, a Gentile city, marking a significant outreach to non-Israelites. This prefigures Jesus' mission, which extends salvation beyond the Jews to include Gentiles, fulfilling the universal scope of God's mercy. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Number 2.
Resurrection symbol. Jonah's 3 days and nights in the belly of the fish symbolize Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus himself makes this connection in Matthew 12, verse 40, where he refers to the sign of the prophet Jonah, pointing to his own resurrection after 3 days.
Number 3.
Message of repentance. Jonah's proclamation of repentance to the Ninevites mirrors Jesus' early messages. In Mark 1 verse 15, Jesus begins his ministry by proclaiming, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." The essence of Jesus' ministry is that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Number 4.
Divine mercy. Just as God shows mercy to the repentant Ninevites, Jesus frequently teaches about God's mercy. The parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15 is a prime example, highlighting the joy of God over one sinner who repents.
Number 5.
Interceding for others. Jonah eventually prays for the Ninevites' salvation, albeit reluctantly. This intercession reflects Jesus' intercessory role, who, even on the cross, prayed for his persecutors. Luke 23, verse 34, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
Number 6.
A reluctant prophet and a willing savior. Jonah's initial reluctance contrasts with Jesus' willingness to embrace his mission. This contrast highlights the perfect obedience of Christ compared to Jonah's disobedience, underscoring Jesus' unique role as the obedient Son of God. The Apostle Paul writes about this in Philippians 2, verse 8, "And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross."
Number 7.
A sign to the unbelievers. Jonah's life becomes a sign to the Ninevites, leading them to repentance. Similarly, Jesus is a sign to all humanity, offering a way to reconciliation with God through his life, death, and resurrection.
Number 8.
The storm calmed. Jonah's presence on the ship causes a storm that ceases only when he is thrown overboard. In Mark 4, verse 39, Jesus also calms a storm with his word, demonstrating his control over nature and highlighting his divinity, which Jonah's story hints at symbolically.
Number 9.
Preaching to the hard-hearted. Jonah's successful mission among the Ninevites, who were known for their wickedness, foreshadows Jesus' effective ministry to those considered spiritually hard-hearted or lost, such as tax collectors, prostitutes, and other kinds of sinners.
Number 10.
Final judgment. Jonah's message of impending destruction, unless there is repentance, echoes the final judgment that Jesus talks about in the Gospels. This judgment is conditional based on humanity's response to God's call for repentance and reconciliation through Christ.
I get it. You are not just a God of justice. You are a God of mercy.
And what I did for the wicked people of Nineveh, I can do for you. Anyone who repents and calls on the name of the Lord can be saved.
Today we wrap up our short exploration of the book of Jonah. Jonah's story is a timeless reminder that God's compassion knows no bounds. It reaches into the heart of Nineveh, a city steeped in violence, and even follows a reluctant prophet across the seas. Father, we thank you for the journey through the book of Jonah and the deep truths we've uncovered. Teach us to see beyond our prejudices and fears, to embrace your call with courage and faithfulness. Like Jonah, may we learn the vastness of your mercy, ready to extend it to others, even when it's hard. Guide us in your ways so that we might reflect your love and compassion in all that we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.